Betsy Zaborowski Dies by Mark Maurer. There is a photo on the page with the caption, Betsy A. Zaborowski, PSYD, October 7, 1949 to November 29, 2007. On November 29, 2007, Betsy Zaborowski, Dr. Z, died after a 9-month struggle with cancer. Until recently, she had served as the executive director of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. She enjoyed the distinction of being the first executive director for this institute, a structure and a program intended to expand the influence of the National Federation of the Blind and increase opportunities for blind people. Dr. Zaborowski's background in the National Federation of the Blind and her extraordinary intelligence helped her to recognize the necessity of conducting the work of the institute from the point of view of the blind of the nation organized within the National Federation of the Blind. Research institutes pursue complex theoretical subjects reasonably frequently. Many of them do not ground the work they do in the experiences of individuals who are the subject of the study they conduct. Dr. Zaborowski knew that what she intended to accomplish was research that would change lives. Therefore, she incorporated the feelings, the dreams, and the daily experience of the blind in the research she directed. I first met Dr. Zaborowski, I believe, in 1984 at the convention of the National Federation of the Blind. She was working in the field of psychology, an area of endeavor that she found fascinating. By 1996, Dr. Zaborowski had become a full-time employee of the National Federation of the Blind. She brought to us a restless energy that stimulated a constant effort to create new programs and inspire plans for new direction in the Federation. Hers was a restless spirit, but a joyous one. Where she was, there also were new development, energy, a thriving introspection, and demand for excellence. Dr. Zaborowski gave meaning to what a research and training institute on blindness can be when it is operated by the blind themselves. Her legacy will carry us well into the 21st century and will inspire us for the foreseeable future. The Baltimore Sun printed an obituary about Betsy on November 30th that said, Betsy A. Zaborowski, the former executive director of an innovative institute, helped blind people pursue independent lives, by Frederick N. Rasmussen. Betsy A. Zaborowski, who had been diagnosed with retinoblastoma at a young age and later became blind, devoted her entire life to fighting the notion that blindness is a tragedy. Dr. Zaborowski, former executive director of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute in Baltimore, died early yesterday of cancer at her Denver home. The former Edna Gardens resident, who had moved to Colorado only this week, was 58. It was Dr. Zaborowski's wish that she return to the new Denver home that she and her husband had purchased last month, and on Tuesday she left Baltimore for the last time aboard an air ambulance. She had served as executive director of the Innovative Institute, the first of its type in the nation, which provided education, employment, and adaptive technology for the blind from 2003 until this year, when she stepped down because of failing health. At her death, Dr. Zaborowski was a senior advisor to the NFB. Dr. Betsy Zaborowski's service to the blind of the nation was extraordinary, Dr. Mark Maurer, president of the National Federation of the Blind, said in a statement released yesterday. As the first director of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, she materially increased opportunities for blind youth and blind adults for at least the next generation, he said. She was an extraordinary leader, and she had a warm heart. Betsy's work and accomplishment represent the spirit and imaginative approach she brought to changing lives in a positive way, said Mark Riccobono, who succeeded Dr. Zaborowski as director of the Jernigan Institute in July. She was brilliant at thinking of what the next big thing was going to be and how we could put the pieces together, and then she used her leadership skills to make it happen, he said. She was a dynamic lady who got things done, and I always marveled how she used her Midwestern people skills to that end. Mr. Riccobono praised the vigorous attitude that she brought to whatever she was doing. However, there was always a balance in her life between work and play, and she could do both extremely well. She achieved a lot, but always recommended that there be a balance, and people were to have fun, he said. Dr. Zaborowski was born October 7, 1949, and raised in Thorpe, Wisconsin, where she graduated from high school. She was 3 years old when diagnosed with retinoblastoma and was treated at the University of Chicago Medical Center. It's a very rare cancer, and most children diagnosed with it don't survive, but Betsy did, said her husband of 18 years, James Gashel, vice president of marketing for KNFB Reading Technology Incorporated and former executive director for strategic initiatives for the NFB. She grew up and functioned as a blind person, he said. Dr. Zaborowski held a bachelor's and master's degree in educational counseling from the University of Wisconsin in Menominee and earned her doctorate in psychology from the University of Denver in 1985. From 1970 to 1976, Dr. Zaborowski worked as a junior and senior high school guidance counselor on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. In 1976, she moved to Colorado, where she was a mental health and university-based counselor at the University of Colorado at Boulder. In 1980, she worked in the field of health psychology for Kaiser Permanente in Denver while studying for her doctorate. After moving to Baltimore in 1987, Dr. Zaborowski, a clinical psychologist, established a private practice specializing in women's issues. She was also an adjunct professor at the Johns Hopkins University's School of Continuing Studies, where she taught a graduate education counseling course. She also frequently lectured at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine and Kennedy Krieger Institute. In 1995, Dr. Zaborowski joined the NFB as Director of Special Programs, a position she held until 2003 when she was named Executive Director of the Jernigan Institute. "She was an incredible leader and mentor for all blind Americans and especially for me personally," said John Perret, current Director for Strategic Initiatives for the NFB. She was internationally known and even spoke at a United Nations meeting in New York on behalf of the blind concerning website accessibility. "She has traveled all over the world on behalf of the blind," he said. "She was very energetic and vibrant. You'd be sitting in a chair one moment, listening to her, and the next you'd be on your feet because of her ideas and energy," he said. In 1998, she was selected one of Maryland's top 100 women and again in 2000 by the Daily Record. In 2004, Smart Women magazine featured her on its cover, and the next year, Smart CEO featured her as one of 25 admired Maryland leaders. Then-Governor Paris N. Glendening appointed her to the Maryland Information Technology Board, and she later was the first chairwoman of the Mayor's Commission on Disabilities. She also served two terms on the Baltimore City Women's Commission. Dr. Zaborowski was an avid gardener and entertainer. "She had the best flower garden in the 1300 block of East 36th Street," her husband said, "and she loved to throw what she called her Polish Christmas party. She loved the Polish side of her family and would have 80 or 100 people over for a holiday party." Dr. Zaborowski had been a longtime communicant of S.S. Philip and James Roman Catholic Church on North Charles Street. "Betsy would like to be remembered for three things," Mr. Gashel said, "that she was Polish, a Roman Catholic, and a Packers fan." A mass of Christian burial will be offered at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow at St. Therese Roman Catholic Church in Aurora, Colorado. Also surviving are a stepson, Eric Gashel of Ruston, Louisiana, two stepdaughters, Andrea Beasley of Littleton, Colorado, and Valerie Costanza of Keller, Texas, and two grandchildren. Jim Gashel, Betsy's husband, sent a brief reflection to Dr. Zaborowski's email list on the morning that she died. It says, "Memories of Betsy from James Gashel. There is a photo, the caption, James Gashel stands in front of the open door of the air ambulance. How do you say goodbye to someone you love as much as life itself? This morning, November 29th, at approximately 2:30 a.m., Mountain Time, Betsy Zaborowski left this life after a 9-month battle with a rare form of cancer. The Colorado sky was clear, and the moon was shining in the window near her bed. God called Betsy as she went to live with the angels. Her struggle on earth is over." Two photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, "Three paramedics lift Betsy's gurney out of the ambulance." Photo 2, the caption, "The paramedics slide the gurney into the air ambulance." Betsy's final wish was granted on November 27th when she was flown by air ambulance from Baltimore, Maryland to Denver, Colorado, where she lived in her new home for 2 days. She picked the house on a trip to Denver in October. Living in a new home back in Colorado was her goal, which she accomplished in true Betsy Zaborowski style. "Although Betsy will no longer be with us here on earth, the power of her spirit and the contributions of her life will last forever." Funeral arrangements are pending at St. Therese Catholic Church in Aurora, Colorado. Her family requests memorial contributions to be made to the National Federation of the Blind Imagination Fund. Written memories of Betsy Zaborowski's life and work may be sent by mail, fax, or email to the National Federation of the Blind in Baltimore, Maryland, and the addresses given below. National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Fax 410-659-5129. Email drzmemories, drzmemories@nfb.org.